When you ask which musicians have written music for a Shakespearean play, you get a pretty diverse list. Duke Ellington is on it, so is Felix Mendelssohn and Ralph Vaughan Williams. And now the Canadian pop band Bare Naked Ladies can be added. Celeste Headley of Detroit Public Radio reports.
Shakespeare wrote songs for most of his comedies, but only the lyrics have survived. So composers have been setting these songs to music for centuries. One text from As You Like It has tempted hundreds of different composers. Thomas Morley added a tune to It Was a Lover and His Lass not long after the play was written.
It was a lover and his lass with a hey and a ho and a hey, not enough with a hey, not enough, no.
Here's Gerald Finzi's version from around 1930.
Field it pass in springtime, the only pretty ringtime.
And Matthew Harris set the same text to music not long ago. All of those songs sound very different, but not quite as different as this version.
And therefore take the present time. With a hey and a ho and a hey, nonny, no.
That's the Canadian pop group The Bare Naked Ladies. The production of As You Like It that opens at the Stratford Festival in Ontario tomorrow night features incidental music by the Grammy-nominated band. The Stratford is the largest repertory theater in North America and one of the most successful. This summer, the company will produce about 15 shows, mainly Shakespeare. Stratford officials say they expect to sell about 600,000 tickets for the season. Some might say pairing a pop band with the Stratford is a marketing gimmick, but Stephen Lyas worked as the resident composer for the Texas Shakespeare Festival for years, and he says that's a moot point.
If you're going to do a gimmick, getting an audience that appreciates a certain popular group's style to come to see Shakespeare, I think is a clever idea, even if it is a gimmick.
Hey, ho, the honey.
Anthony Cimolino is directing As You Like It. He says it'll be great if the Bare Naked Ladies bring more young people to the festival, but that's not why he chose them.
This is a play that Shakespeare's written about young people falling in love and about the importance of love and about getting away from the corruption and the envy of the world that their parents have created. I wanted to do something where it was set in a time where that youthful sense of rebellion and the importance of love was at its height. And so I thought about the period in the late 60s.
Cimolino says he went looking for a rock band that could handle Shakespeare's text intelligently and create a sound that was reminiscent of the 1960s, but not derivative. Someone suggested the Bare Naked Ladies, and Cimolino thought it was a perfect idea. He says the group's songs are tuneful and their music is basically word-based. Richard Richard teaches music at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania. He agrees the Bare Naked Ladies seem to be a natural fit with Shakespeare.
They're playful with language. They are very aware of language and how it functions and its potential to amuse, its potential to set up expectation and to create surprises. These are all things that they have in common with Shakespeare.
It's like a dream, you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the woman beyond your front door.
Bare Naked Ladies' Stephen Page says he jumped at the chance to write the music for As You Like It because he's always loved the theater. Still, he says he was a little intimidated by the material. How could he possibly get all of these hey nonny nonnies into a rock song?
And I thought, how am I going to fit iambic pentameter into a rock and roll format? But it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. I think when you're presented with lyrics that are kind of watertight, it ended up flowing very nicely with the way I write music.
Come and sweet Audrey, we must be married, or we must live in a boundary. There will be Master Oliver, not oh sweet Oliver, oh brave Oliver, leave me not behind.
Most of the songs will be sung in performance by Dan Shamroy, a Canadian actor playing Amiens. Shamroy says he knows there are people who'll be upset by the pairing of the greatest dramatist in the English language with a pop band.
We're still using Shakespeare's words. We're still respecting what he created. We're just adding a little contemporary spin on it, you know, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
And Richard Richard says it's not quite as anachronistic as it may seem. Since the day Shakespeare died, people have been adapting his work to their own time by writing incidental music for the plays.
Shakespeare predates Bach. Most of the tunes that we know and most of the styles of music that we know came after Shakespeare. So really, to dismiss a contemporary pop music sound on those grounds would also be to dismiss the use of, say, Mozart or Beethoven.
For Stephen Page, writing this music was an opportunity to do something completely different. Page says he welcomed the break from the pop music industry.
I enjoyed feeling like a collaborator. I'm actually being a collaborator in this situation where the endeavor was purely artistic, which is largely what Bare Naked Ladies' intentions are, but it's so caught up for us in the world of the music business. I didn't have to engage in the business side of the Stratford Festival at all.
Page set 6 songs for As You Like It and composed about 20 minutes of cues. That's the music you hear during scene changes, which serves as a transition from one mood to another or one location to another. During the performances, there'll be a musician on stage with an acoustic guitar, singing and playing along with pre-recorded tracks made by the Bare Naked Ladies. As You Like It opens tomorrow night at the Stratford Festival in Ontario, Canada. The show runs through October 30th. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headlee in Stratford.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by DeVar Ardalan and Sarah Mobley-Smith. Senior producers include Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, and Jim Wildman, with Jim Wallace at NPR West. The Radio Expeditions production staff includes Carolyn Jensen, Jessica Goldstein, Christopher Joyce, and technical director William McQuay. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car.